Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
I have one that I hope is not going to be not going to be a problem.
Okay.
I use a factor
You what?
for my. I use a factor.
Okay.
Like
That's
I'm in
fine.
contract with a factor with my receivables.
That's fine.
Okay, because I thought
Yeah.
I just read something about. Something to do with the collateral, or that you're not like.
What page is that?
Let me see. I think it's page 11 or 9.
Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah,
Transactions involving collateral. That part, right? I was really trying to understand it, and I don't have. I'm not trying not to show this to an attorney because I know then it's going to be a million questions.
let me
So,
see. You said it was page 11.
yeah, nine. Page
Sorry.
9.
Oh, page 9. Okay, give me one sec.
Yeah, number 20.
Yeah, there's actually no collateral involved in this loan.
I know, that's why I was like, all right.
But let me
I
see. Sometimes that's but we do
just want to make
collateral for
sure.
farm.
I don't,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't want something to happen and then it's like, oh, you got to pay it all tomorrow because you're disqualified.
The collateral itself is the receivables. So it's the what you're
Which,
guaranteeing that you'll pay. That's the collateral that we the
oh,
revenue of your
okay.
business. Does that make sense?
Okay, which my, so my receivables that come in from my customers go through my factor.
Okay, so
So
we
my
don't even look
factor,
at
yeah.
that. We're just looking
Okay.
at what you do on a monthly basis, and that's how we determine how
Okay.
much we'll actually lend to you. And then from
Okay.
there, set it up for a term of repayment. But that's the collateral itself, so your actual revenue that you're
Which I'm
saying
receiving. Yeah,
that
I
you're
mean, I'm getting.
pledging, yeah, that you will pay X amount, back to us. That's the collateral. That's what we're looking at.
Okay. All right, that
So I
makes
know that
sense
you say
then.
collateral, people think it's actual collateral, like a building or something.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Okay. And then my next question was on the request for a transcript of tax return. That's going to be for
Okay.
next year, or
Let me see. I
that's
know they made a
last
note because
year?
they didn't have your complete tax return. So I think that's why they were asking for that.
Because I'm not going to have one that's for the LLC because that's new for this year.
Right. Give me one sec.
Okay. Or even for that EIN number.
Okay, let me put you on hold really quick, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Dana.
Yeah.
Okay. So that form is, because we already have your tax return, so really that's just saying that in the case that you were to default, we would have access to pulling an official tax return from the IRS just to make sure that the information that you had sent us was
Okay.
correct.
Legit.
Legitimate,
Okay.
exactly. Yes.
Okay.
So we're not going to
Okay,
just
so that will
pull it.
basically be for next year, my tax return from next year.
This it's
Yeah,
that's for
okay.
if something were to happen. They're not going to pull it unless there was something that were to happen, like a default or something.
Okay. And then the next question I have is, mm-hmm. is this, am I signing this as a, like, is it a personal guarantee?
It's going to be a business loan. Yeah, it's a business mm-hmm. loan. We do need a guarantor, somebody from the business, so that would be you. But mm-hmm. it's not going to go on your personal credit. It's going to go on the business credit under the business name.
Okay, but I'm personally responsible for it.
If the business, yes, if the business were to not pay this loan back, then you would be responsible.
So it's the same as a personal guarantee.
Yes, we do ask for a personal guarantor, but yeah, it's going to be under the business. So it won't go on your personal credit.
As long as the business pays.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's your way of, okay.
And yeah, every loan we have to have a guarantor.
Okay, and then is there any other customer or anybody that I could contact that you've done this with before
mm-hmm.
that I could just like as a reference or anything like that?
And have you looked at our Google Plus page?
I don't think so.
If you look at our Google Plus page.
I don't know what a Google Plus is.
Okay. So we have it's Google, but we have a page through Google where we have, I think, over 100 reviews of clients that have worked with us.
Okay.
I think we have 5-star reviews. So you can read multiple reviews of actual clients that have worked with us.
Okay.
That should be enough information. If not, I can try and find a few customers maybe.
Yeah, this is from my CPA, who is also my dad. So he has a lot of personal, he's personally, you know, he's like just looking to protect me and for me to, you know, he's being supportive of me doing this. And we both, like, I've talked it round and round and round and said, look, I can do this or I can give up 65% of the company. Tell me why this isn't a better deal. If I know these are the orders that I have moving forward and this is what's coming in, I already have purchase orders for the next $400,000. Like, it just makes sense to me. So I think I've gotten everybody that I've talked to be on board with it. He just said, you know, could we just have, you know, make a couple of phone calls just because we don't know the company at all.
Right. I'm going to send you this link and hopefully this helps.
Okay.
And if not, I'm sure I can. I would have to get authorization. I can't just give clients information.
Sure.
But let me send this to you to start. It's really useful, I think. And I'll send you the link right now.
Okay, perfect.
We've also been around for about 14 years. So, and we do equipment financing and secured financing, all types of different loans. So we didn't just pop up, you know, a year or two ago. So.
Okay.
But I'm going to send this link to you.
All right, perfect. And then I think everything else looks good. I mean, it's a little bit confusing, but I think it's pretty straight. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I think it is for the most part.
Let's see. Okay. All right. I'm going to try to get this wrapped up today.
Okay. I'll be here until about 4 o'clock. Do you have any other questions, just give me a call. I'll be here all day.
Okay. And then which part do I need? I only need to sign and do the very back, the last 2 pages?
I think there's more than that. There's probably, I think maybe 4 pages.
Okay.
But it's everywhere. You'll just see your name.
Signature. Okay.
Right. I think maybe there's only 4 pages.
It's the request for transcript. No, I have it. I think I can do it.
Okay.
I got it. No, we're good.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
If you have any questions, let me know.
Today, how soon will we be able to actually fund?
It depends what time they come back because they have to go into funding to process and review. So potentially tomorrow, but most likely Monday.
Okay.
Just given that we're at almost 12 o'clock now.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate all your help.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm looking forward to expediting it.
Okay. Let me know if you have any other questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.